Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A resupply capsule is now on its way to the International Space Station. But as NPR's Jeff Bromfield explains, what's getting the most attention is the return of the rocket that sent it into orbit.
3, 2, 1. Engine ignition. Liftoff.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off carrying an inflatable space module that will be added to the station. NASA hopes this kind of expandable room in space could someday help astronauts get to Mars. As the rocket's second stage carried the cargo into orbit, the first stage did something unprecedented. It turned around, flew back to Earth, and touched down vertically on a robotic barge floating off the coast of Florida. SpaceX is planning to reuse the expensive first stage of its rockets, dramatically lowering the costs of space travel. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Police officials in Paris are confirming they've arrested several people in Belgium, one of whom is suspected of playing a key role in the November 13th Paris attacks, Mohamed Abrini. Belgian federal prosecutors, meantime, are working to determine whether Abrini is the so-called man in the hat who appears in surveillance video before and after the Brussels airport bombing last month. Authorities say a number of people, including Abrini, were taken into custody. Abrini's role in the Paris attacks left 130 people dead has not been made clear. Pope Francis today called on his church to adopt a more sympathetic tone with those Catholics whose personal situations may not be in line with Catholic ideology. NPR's Tom Jelton reports he wants priests to take a less black-and-white approach to major moral issues in their dealing with parishioners.
The Catholic Church frowns on divorce and doesn't normally allow divorced Catholics who remarry to participate in communion. But Bishop Richard Malone, who chairs the Marriage and Family Committee at the U.S. Conference of Bishops, says that doesn't mean those people should be made to feel unwelcome in the church.
When it comes to our ministry with married people, including folks who are in situations of divorce and remarriage, the Pope is calling us to embrace all of our people, whatever be their situation.
The Pew Research Center says most U.S. Catholics think the church should change its rules on divorce, and nearly half think it should recognize same-sex marriage. But the Pope stopped well short of suggesting any change in those teachings. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
Hotel chain Marriott International says it has cleared a major hurdle in terms of its acquisition of rival Starwood, as it seeks to become the world's largest hotel chain. Shareholders of both companies today signed off on the $14.41 billion deal. The vote ends a hectic month for Marriott, which had been in a bidding battle with China's Anbang Insurance over Starwood. Stocks eked out modest gains today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 35 points to 17,576. The NASDAQ was up 2 points. You're listening to NPR. Authorities are saying it appears as many as 1,200 people, mostly Syrians and Afghans, may now be stranded indefinitely in Macedonia. That's because the country was not part of the deal worked out between the European Union and Turkey to handle refugees. An Interior Ministry spokesman tells the Associated Press Macedonia initiated talks with the EU on several occasions, but no solution was found. Bruce Springsteen is dealing his own economic blow to North Carolina. The rocker has canceled an arena show in Greensboro. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports it's in protest of a new law rolling back LGBT rights.
It's the law that stops anti-discrimination protections offered to LGBT people, including requiring people to use restrooms that correspond to the gender on their birth certificates. Bruce and his E Street Band are on tour in celebration of the 35th anniversary of the album The River. On his website, Springsteen said, quote, "Some things are more important than a rock show, and this fight against prejudice and bigotry, which is happening as I write, is one of them," end quote. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Korean automaker Hyundai says it's recalling around 173,000 of its mid-sized Sonata models because the power steering can apparently fail on the vehicles, making them harder to control. Recall covers Sonatas from the 2011 model year. In government documents, the company said a computer circuit board in the car's power steering control can become damaged. Hyundai says it's not aware of any crashes related to the problem. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.